Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Switch On Podcast. I'm your host, Adora Lumina Mbelu, and today I've got with me the amazing...
Good to be here.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, so first of all, guys, I know we said we're going to be doing like a 30-day thing, and we've tried, okay? So we're here reporting ourselves. Well, Tolu, I'm roping you into this. It's actually me reporting myself.
I'm kind of part of you anyways.
Because I should take accountability for this. But yeah, you know, like I've always said in the past, you know, this is about just trying again and again and again. There have been things that have been out of our control, but we're really excited to be back on this. We're not promising that we're going to do this every day, okay? But we will try our best to keep it rolling. In the meantime, catch up on all the episodes that we've put out so far. And we've got some episodes in between these conversations that we're having. We've got some episodes, you know, from interviews that I've done with few people. You should go check that out as well. All right, so today we're going to be talking about something that is extremely prominent in the era that we exist in, which is pretty much a digital age. Yeah. And we're going to be talking about social media and anxiety, right? There's been many studies, many research studies that have shown the link between the use of social media to depression, anxiety, poorer sleep quality, lower self-esteem, inattention, hyperactivity. There's just so much that, you know, has been able to show that there is a link between your social media use and these different mental health challenges that we, you know, sometimes go through as humans. And so we're going to be just talking about it and just having a conversation. I think, where should we start from, Tolu? Should we start from, have you ever felt any form of anxiety when it comes to social media at all, in any way, shape or form?
Now, maybe not, but before, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, the truth is social media is a form of reality now.
Yes.
There's a huge type of a form of life that is now on social media. I know before it used to just be TV, what you watch on TV,
yes,
or what you hear on the radio, but now life is on social media. And now you have access to more people's life, more people's private space and personal life. And so you have more information to process. You have more things to measure yourself and gauge yourself upon. So, and to a large extent, we can't deny it. We gauge our personal success and achievements by what goes on social media. Mm. So, yeah, I've had a time where someone posts something up and just think of your life.
Your life.
For, you know, your life just flashed over you just for a second, like,
right,
oh my God. Like, this doesn't have 2 years. So,
right,
so absolutely, yes.
Yeah, you know, and I think, I mean, I love that you're honest and open about that. A lot of people don't like to talk about it, you know, especially people who have been put on a pedestal of some sort. It's almost like, oh, if you practice mindfulness or if you are, you know, very well knowledgeable about something, you know, you're this wisdom kid, then you shouldn't go through, you know, any form of anxiety or any form of mental health challenges. And that's not really, that's not the reality. So for me, I've always kind of been an active user of social media, right? So you kind of have like passive users and active users, right? Passive users are pretty much like people who scroll through social media but never really create any content for it or, you know, position anything. So they're just scrolling and seeing other people's lives. And that's usually the people that have like 2 posts or 5 posts.
Yeah.
And that can cause a lot of social anxiety because you're consuming heavily.
Yeah.
And like for me, like I've always been an active user. Like I'm the person who's creating, putting out consistently and all of that stuff, which gives me less time to actually focus on what people are doing. Mm. But my anxiety in the past has come more from I've put out this content or I've put out this particular thoughts, you know, and are people going to challenge this thoughts? You know, am I prepared to be able to respond to the challenge of that thought? Yes, if there's a backlash, you know, especially because you're, you know, when you're being authentic and you're trying to also just challenge people's thinking and to try and elevate human consciousness, as I put it, there's always going to be people who are extremely unconscious and who just want to, you know, jump in right there and not necessarily like give constructive criticism or feedback or anything, but just want to challenge you heads on.
Like they refuse to understand the context which you're talking from.
Exactly.
They just want to show knowledge.
Exactly. And in the past, like, I realized that it would cause me some level of anxiety because I would try to spend time engaging in trying to get this person to understand my perspective on things. So I'd be explaining, no, this is not the context. This is what I meant and all of that. And in that process, I would now be hyperventilating because I don't even know this person.
Yeah.
I have no background to work with, right? Because it's different when you know someone and you're engaging in a conversation with someone you know, because then there's background to work with. You can kind of say, okay, this is where the person's mind is.
Yeah.
These are their experiences. This is why they're saying this. But when it's a total stranger, it's like, I don't know your experiences. I don't even know who you are. I don't even know where you are.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to engage in this conversation and it's stressing me out. And at some point, I mean, in the past, when I say in the past, I'm talking like, you know, maybe 6-7 years ago, especially when I was more on Facebook than even Instagram, you know, like I would then be going back to refresh to see whether the person has responded back.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, oh, have they replied back? Then I have to reply back. And it's almost like you've subconsciously put yourself in like a battlefield with people watching, like people in the audience. Because you're now like, oh, what are people thinking about the... Who's winning the conversation? You know, what are people saying?
Yeah.
And then all it takes is like two people to like the person's comment and you're just mad. You're now like, why do you like this person's comment when I'm the one who's making sense?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they probably even just liked it because it's just like, oh, like.
Like some didn't even read it, you know.
Some people didn't
like
read
so many mindless users. They just like everything.
Yeah. You know, and just that ability, you know, that thing where it's almost like we outsource our peace, our joy, our happiness, like we put it in the hands of other people, you know, so much so that we don't even realize that, you know, like you said, there's a lot of mindlessness going on with those interactions.
Exactly.
So those interactions that you're using to measure how people feel about you or what people are saying about you or whatever it is are not really
absolutely because I can even imagine that someone just say, you know what, today I just want to look for trouble.
Right.
Like I absolutely agree with what Adra put out, but because I just want to look for trouble.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take the opposite
view
and I'm just going to go over and over. Like the person just doing it for the fun of it, just for the thrill of it. And you're dead taking it personal to say, no, that's not what I meant. Can't you just and the person just having fun.
Yeah.
Like when you made that sense of we outsource our peace to the I'm just like
word.
Yeah.
Word. It's very true, you know. And I think when we think about social media use and we think about anxiety and we think about depression and a lot of those things, sometimes we tend to look at it only from that angle of, oh, you know, I admire this person's life, so therefore, you know, I feel inadequate. And that happens very frequently.
Yeah.
But there's just a lot more that even happens that can create that anxiety, you know?
Absolutely.
Like it could be anything. It could be like, you know, we've just talked about people challenging something, a viewpoint that you know is accurate, so to speak. Like, you know, you're trying to be like all self-righteous and say I'm 100% right. But it's like, I know that this thing is the right way to think.
Yeah.
And you have decided that it's not the right way.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, and I'm trying to correct that. You know, and it can come in so many different forms,
forms.
For so many different people.
Like even you mentioning that now, imagine the one that comes from maybe it taught it too deep and like really like you're like, oh my God, people need to hear this. So imagine that whenever I put out this post, I'm going to have 1,000 views or something.
Yeah.
Then it just crickets. It just crickets your earring.
Right,
like,
right,
maybe
right.
just something expecting to go viral. Right. Certain to be 1,000, 5,000 views and just 20.
Right.
Get just one comment. I just be like, oh my God, what happened? Like, that happens too. You're expecting people to respond to something the way you think.
Yes.
And maybe the message is just for you.
Absolutely.
Again, this message is just for you. It's not for everybody. Yeah. Or the person even that is going to receive the message might not necessarily like the
post.
They
might not interact with
it. Yeah,
they
might not interact with it because a lot of people just scroll, they see it, they can do a screenshot, but they don't say, oh my God, they didn't see anything in here. And which is why a lot of times we need to like really like define our usage. Okay, am I doing it for the statistics, for the analysis? Am I doing it for the views and the comments?
Yeah.
Or I'm just putting this out there for just one person there. You know, a lot of times people want to post something to get the... I'm like, it's a thought I want to share. I think this will help somebody. Let me just put it out there and just my job is putting out.
Yes, exactly. You're the messenger. Exactly. Like you can't control the outcome exactly. or the results of that thing or how it should be used. Yeah. Right. Your job is to birth it. You've birthed
and
it.
Just leave it there. Like you've done your path. Yeah. You're successful. Like you've scored A, and that's good. Yeah.
And I think that's factual, you know. And the times where there's certain things that, you know, will sort of like just trigger you as a person. Like I know, for instance, like I've always been triggered by limiting mindsets by people that just kind of like think, you know, they have limiting mindsets and are very, very rigid in their approach to conversation, you know. So I know I get triggered by that, right? So what I've had to do was the people who extremely trigger me, just like unfollow them. Right? Because it's not worth, you know, seeing that over and over again, because I'm like, in your expression, like it could be one of the two things. So I think before I used to say to myself that, oh, this person is just saying these things because they want people to, they want to get attention, you know. But that may not be the fact. The fact might be that is actually their personal belief.
Yeah.
And it's a belief that is so deep-seated that where do you start from to change that? Yeah. Unless the person has decided that they're willing and open to actually, you know, explore that train of thought or that school of thought. Yeah. If they're not willing and open,
they won't say,
you're
no
fighting
matter,
a battle that is not your battle. That is not your battle, you know, to fight. So those were the things that, you know, used to trigger me, you know, because I would see somebody post something or share something online and I would be like, you know, I expect them to know better. I don't expect somebody that is in this type of position, you know, to say these type of things. Do they know the harm that they're causing to other people? Like I'd start processing all these things and then I'll ask myself, like, well, why are you stressing? like why are you stressing? You know what I mean? Like, because there are millions of people that think like that. Yeah. Are you gonna stress over every single person that thinks like that? Then also even just realizing that, man, you know, on one hand, yes, you're upset about this, but on the other hand, it's like it's not your battle to fight.
Yeah.
So why are you tightening it to your chest? That's exactly what people will say.
Exactly.
Right?
And to even come to the point that everybody's not like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody won't see things and, you know, think like, if someone showed me something on social media today and I was like, my mind, I couldn't focus on like next 10 minutes. I'm just like,
oh my gosh.
People vary in their opinion and thoughts. Yeah. And we have to come to terms with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Know? So when you're interacting with social media, just like, you know what? It's a jungle out there.
Right.
Yeah. So when you come to that, you know, you're not so surprised, you know, with crazy things you see.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I think, you know, social media almost is like it's this marketplace of just like so many people, and it's like a leveler in the sense that, like I mentioned before, we don't know each other's realities. We don't know our backgrounds. We don't know anything. So why do we come into that place assuming that because somebody is in your community, so therefore they think like you or they have similar experiences to you? They don't. Yeah. That's just absolutely the fact, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like we automatically just define who we think that these people are. We label them in our heads, and then when they don't fit what it is that our labels are, we get frustrated about that. And it's kind of the same thing on the other hand for people who are passive users, where it's like you're consuming, you're looking at somebody's life and you don't know, like you're saying, I want to be like this person. I wish I had this, but you really don't know, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think even just like the other thing I always, you know, try to challenge in conversation sometimes is I'll say, look, the people who say that, oh, people on social media are not authentic or are not original because, oh, you're sharing stuff about you in Paris. You know, you're like, oh, I'm in France right now. I'm chilling in France. And then people say, oh, this person is just like fake. It might not be real. But the person took the picture in France.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what's
we don't out? Yeah, we don't care about the background story, right? The picture is in France. Mm-hmm. When you see that girl with her nice Birkin bag, right? You're like, oh, I'm sure it's not real, but she took a picture with a Birkin bag. Mm-hmm. So the question now becomes, why does it bother you?
Why are you triggered?
It comes back down to us.
Yeah.
It's not even like what is going on, because it's like, you can say social media is amplifying your insecurities, because that's what it's doing.
Absolutely.
Social media is amplifying your insecurities. It's amplifying the challenges that you already have deep seated inside that you need to deal with.
Yeah.
Right. And this is just, you know, an outlet, you know, that is, or a platform, sorry, that is now amplifying a lot of those issues.
Absolutely. Like, I don't know why a lot of time we stress so much about what we have no control over. yet, the worst you can do is delete the app. Mm-hmm. If you're that angry. Right? Yeah, that angry. Yeah. No, if you're that bad, delete your account. Don't use it. But if you know you're on Instagram, people will always show off mm-hmm. their successes. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, that's perfectly fine. You can't control people from posting picture with their Ferrari.
Right.
You
know? Right.
You can't control that. People are going to do it. So people will celebrate their successes because social media, some people say, no, it's not the real life, but it's the real world.
It's the real world.
Yeah. You know, we have to come to terms with that. It's an expression of...
In our era, that is the real world.
That's the real world. Yeah. So we have to come to terms with that. So like you said, if I can't control people posting the things, then I need to just deal with myself. Why am I triggered? Why am I angry?
Yeah.
You know, why do I feel depressed?
Yeah.
So I should deal with myself. I should prepare. I know that this is here to stay.
Yeah.
So instead of trying to delete what can be deleted. I don't own Instagram. If I own Instagram, I'm going to say, no, let me delete everybody.
Right.
But you can't. So what should be my response instead? Yeah. You know, I just say, you know what? This is their life, you know, and that's beautiful. You know, can I learn something from it? Can I celebrate them?
Yeah.
Can I use it as a benchmark? That, oh, okay, to be cool for me to actually do this one day. I want to also be in France one day and take picture.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that's a better way to know to respond to this thing. And, you know, I don't, maybe not get too attached, you know, get too attached. And like you said, because it's a platform where we all are and everybody just, so let me use this instance. Someone once gave this illustration. So I'm in a school for rich kids,
mm-hmm.
but my parents, they kind of like hustled and struggled. Mm-hmm. They want to give me the best life. So that gave me the access to that particular school.
Yeah.
But the other, maybe my classmate, they're people that with generational wealth and they're there, you know, showing off. Then all of a sudden, it's my parents. As I was like, oh my God, you didn't work hard enough and everything. It's the same thing with social media. You know, there are people there with different stories, you know,
absolutely.
With different, you know, some people, they narrated what they are showing off. And that's fine. They have it. You have what you have because you've worked for it. Mm-hmm. Now, don't give up, you know, don't throw away your story. Don't throw away your story. Don't throw away your story. Yeah, no, don't look down on yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't ignore what you've grown through or learned or the lessons you've had in the process just because you don't match up to some people. Your story is valid as well. Theirs is valid as well. Yours is valid as well. Embrace your story.
Yeah.
You know, tell your story. Yeah. You know, if what you can post is a Corolla, you know.
That's what it is.
And that's what, like, post it, put your nice caption, you know.
And tell your story as it is.
And it is.
You know, tell your story as it is. I think that's one of the decisions that, you know, every person needs to make, right? Is what is important to me, you know, and what is my story, right? And how am I going to tell this story in the most authentic way as possible?
Yeah.
And not worry too much about how people receive and how people, I mean, people, everyone's going to receive it differently.
You simply
cannot control that, right?
Yeah.
And people are going to say different things that are going to try to trigger you, but, you know, how do you navigate that situation? Like, I recently was having a conversation with a family member of mine, actually. And it was quite interesting because, you know, the discussion we're having is, so for him, he's in a position of influence in his industry, in the industry that he works in, right? Yeah. But then he has like a typical Nigerian accent, right? So he has like his solid Igbo accent.
Yeah.
And it's quite interesting because, I mean, he studied abroad, you know, all of that stuff, but he never lost his cultural accent because that for him is something that, you know, he holds dear.
Yeah.
And so even when he was in, when he was doing his PhD and all that stuff, like he would present at events, he would present to his classes and everything. And they loved his accent. They actually loved his Nigerian accent. They'd be like, speak like that. Don't try to sound like us, right? Don't try to sound European or American or anything like that. Be yourself. And so he's kind of like, you know, always done that. But it's now interesting because there's all these, in this era of like virtual, you know, conferences and all that stuff, right? He's having to do all these IG live sessions. He gets invited a lot to speak at these things. And there's always like one person who's like, why does this guy speak like this? You know? And it's that online bullying where it's like that bullying culture where we say these things. And then if he's not, you know, the conversation I was having with him was like, he was like, look, if I'm not solid in who I am as a person, and the fact that I've made a decision that, look, you're not going to change me. I'm not going to start trying to sound American because you think I sound American.
Yeah.
If he hadn't got to that resolve, made that resolve, then this will cause him anxiety to the point where he'll be so insecure that he'll stop doing IG lives. He'll just be like, you know what? I'm not even speaking at any event anymore because my accent is a problem, you know? And that is a big challenge. Like, those are the things that, you know, we need to, you know, make decisions on and be very cautious about. Even on the other on the other hand, which is the people who actually comment on these things, it's like being able to just like, you know, say to yourself, like, what damage am I causing through just saying something that is irrelevant? Like when we're talking on this conversation a few minutes ago, right? When I was talking about Paris, I was like, Paris. And I was like, was I supposed to say Paris? You know, you know what I mean? Like, and then it's like, you want to mention like, you know, a designer and you're like, oh, can I pronounce it right? You know, like, am I saying Hermes? Am I saying Hermes? Am I saying Hermes? You know, like, am I saying Hermes? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's this continuous thing where it now creates more and more anxiety.
Yeah.
Because now you're now like diluting your entire self and your entire message. Mm-hmm. Because you're just like, oh my gosh, what are people going to say? Are they going to now take that part, that clip, cut it, make it go viral, right? About you just not pronouncing something the right way. So I think there's just so many, you know, I gave that example to just show like there's so many dimensions to the things that cause anxiety you know, yes, you know, online. It's so much.
I think one thing I'm taking away from what you just shared is you going there and just saying, see, this is who I am. Mm-hmm. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing. I might not have this, I might not have that, but it doesn't change or take away from me what I have. You know, like the story of your friend. The reason why I'm qualified to be invited to those IG lives is because I have something to offer.
Yes.
Exactly. So it doesn't matter that, you know, I don't speak like them. Mm-hmm. If you come on it, if you want to get what the knowledge I have to share, then listen through my accents, enjoy it,
because
or cringe
listen,
at it or whatever.
We listen through other people's accents. If you go to Europe, right? If you go to France, for instance, or you go to Italy, they'll tell you straight up, right? Sorry, I don't speak English.
Yeah.
You have
and then
to
speak.
They're proud of it. They're proud of their, you know, of their language. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing. I mean, we watch Bollywood movies. We watch those soap operas that are, what's it called? Spanish, right? Yeah. Those Spanish telenovelas and everything. We watch those things. We permit those people to be themselves. But somehow we don't permit our own people to be themselves.
Yeah,
it's such a flawed mindset.
And it's eating deep. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there's even on both sides, both on the consumer side, and people now think that they have to acquire those things to be. And we become a shadow of ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, if it's your accent that makes you who you are, embrace it. I know online personalities, that the reason why people love them is because of their thick local dialect.
I mean, that's why our radio stations are filled with Oyibo accents.
I'm asking myself, do I want to just blend in and just be another version of someone else or something else? Or do I just want to be myself? I'm not saying condone. If you need to work on yourself, pronunciation, and say work on those things, but don't lose who you are.
Yeah, don't lose
of
your
things.
Essence. I mean, I you listen to, like, there's a journalist called Larry Maddow, and Larry, you know, reports, I think, for the BBC.
Yeah.
And it's quite interesting because he hasn't lost his accent. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he sounds very quote unquote African, you know, and he hasn't had to transition into sounding fully American or sounding or changing that. And people respect him. You listen, you hear what he's saying.
Yeah.
I mean, for him to be on a global platform like that, you know, it means that people actually are listening to him, right?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, we, you know, again, this is just us getting to a point where we can decide what it is that we're going to be putting out into the world, how we're going to be putting that out into the world, and not worrying too much about how it is received. Yes, listen for feedback, you know, like you mentioned, listen to improve yourself, you know, but don't take feedback so personal that it starts to create depression, anxiety, you know, frustration, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
It's not personal.
Yeah. Like, prioritize the message over the method or the means. Mm-hmm. I think about it, there's so many brilliant people in this world that insecurity will come when you doubt that you actually have something to offer.
Mm.
I just, a picture of Stephen Hawking, you know, came to me now. And when you want to mention the top best public speakers, you don't mention him because he has steep speech thing. But nobody would deny that he knows this thing.
Yeah, he knows what
you know?
Saying, yeah.
So, like, don't lose who you are. Don't lose the fact that I have something to offer.
Yeah.
You know, and when you have something to offer, you know you have something to offer, then, you know, just put it out. And on the, to the audience now, is be wise enough or be open enough to be able to, like, you know, pierce through the means in which the message is communicated to how you want to, mm-hmm. like to the message itself. Like a picture of, I go on the page and it's not the best graphic design and everything, mm. yeah, but it's a quote. Just, yeah. am I patient enough to actually like read it, you know, get what I need to just say, oh my God, this person's page does not,
yeah.
like that what matters.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So let's talk about, you know, how, for instance, like, you know, each of us was able to kind of get over, I mean, some of the challenges that we had with social media use and, you know, causing anxiety triggers and everything. I think for me, I'll start off with me. For me, one of the things I had to do was to start curating my space, to be more cautious about curating my feeds, what I see. And in the process of doing that, I mean, this is something I do very often. Like, I'll just be like, okay, I'll scroll through social media. I'm like, how does this make me feel? How does it make me feel? And I realized that there's some times where some of the people that you allow into your space are for a particular season or a particular time. So I might have followed someone because of, you know, a particular period in their life where they were sharing some particular type of thing.
Yeah.
And now they don't do that anymore. And there's somewhere in our minds where we say to ourselves that, oh, because I've been following this person for a long time, I can't unfollow them. Let me just leave them in my space, you know. Yeah. But now they're sharing stuff that is not in alignment with where you are. So it's not even like that, oh, you're not aligned with them, but it's just like for where I am today, right now, your content isn't like feeding my soul, right? So I don't need this right now. So I may have followed you because of like 2 weeks of something you were teaching on that I thought was powerful. And like now I'm no longer interested. And I find that even with religious teachers, like it's kind of been like that for me where like there's some, you know, there's some foreign pastors that I followed, you know, for a particular time. And then maybe they switch to like a prosperity message and consistently on that. And maybe like I'm not primarily focused on that topic. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, okay, I don't need.
I don't need to follow you for
it. I've got what I need, you know, I won't follow you for sentiments. So I think curating your space becomes extremely important. What you see day in, day out, what you listen to, you know, and all of that. So, I mean, what else has kind of worked for you?
I think for me is defining the use, defining that, you know, why am I using this app?
I love it.
What do I want to do with it? And to a large extent, I'm not so much of a consumer.
Yeah.
I'm just more of a, I just go and share. So a lot of times I'm like, okay, I need to share. I go there, I share, and I'm out.
Right. Right.
Even that sometimes that, notifications are turned off, you know. So it's after a while, I just come back, you know, just reply comments, reply DMs, and I'm out again. So I'm defining the use, like what is this app? What role is it, you know, playing for me, you know? And I think that helps a lot. Just say, you know what, I'm not here to just consume, you know, everything that's there, you know. I'm here to just, you know, share. And that's it for me.
I think that's important. I also think even just like taking breaks, you know, taking breaks, you know, so deciding, for instance, that, you know, like I'm feeling some type of way, I'm tired, or, you know, I just don't have the energy right now to kind of do this. And then just deciding that, you know, like I'm going to take a break for 2 weeks. So I'm going to take a break, you know, and not feeling guilty about that, especially when you've built a community.
Yeah.
It can be really difficult when you have built a community to just leave. A lot of people say, oh man, if I leave, my numbers, the algorithms won't work for me again. My numbers will fall, blah, blah, blah. And so you have a lot of people who are just continuously going because of that fear of like, I will lose my community. And I was saying to someone last week, because they had taken a break off of social media and, you know, I was having a conversation with them about it. And I said to them, I said, look, just go. When you come back, everyone's going to be there. Because if you really, truly have built a community that is based off of, you know, who you are as a person, which I always teach when I talk about personal branding, right? People will wait for you. Mm-hmm. You know, if you go, they'll wait for you to come back, you know, because they genuinely are getting value
from you. The reason why they followed in the first instance.
Exactly.
So.
Is they're getting value from you. They can go back and even got some of the older material, you know. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when I go offline, I always say, hey guys, I'm going offline, but check out all my old stuff, you know, listen to my podcast, listen to watch my YouTube videos.
If you miss me, just scroll down, you know, just relive old memories.
Yes, you know, because at the end of the day, like my mental health is very important. I mean, I can't create or put out anything if I'm not centered. So I think like, you know, that's very, very key.
Yeah. I think another thing for me is less about the numbers. And maybe in two ways, you know, is prioritize the one comment of thank you so much. Yes. This means a lot to me. Even if that's the only comment that's on the page.
Yeah.
That means a lot. That's worth 1,000
absolutely. Yeah.
Thumbs up, fire. Like
it is. It is, yes.
Yeah. So that's one, you know, it's did one person get this, you know, that one comment. It might not even be a DM. Person might not be bold enough to leave a comment in the public space. It might just be a DM, just say, oh, thanks for sharing this, you know. That makes, you know, all the world. And secondly is, don't care so much about the unfollows. Like, they're helping you create your space. Yeah, they're like, it's not about the numbers, you know. It's not, yeah, of course, nobody...
Block people if you have to block them.
Thank you. You know, really defining the numbers. Just say, see, these numbers, they're not really... Are they really for me? Like, what exactly do they mean? It's great, you know. Growth in followers means, you know, I'm doing something right. Mm-hmm. And that's nice. You know, more people are able to get this. But at the end of the day, I started from zero.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
You know, I started from zero. So it doesn't matter if 15 follows today, you know, what will happen. Like you used to say, time is a great storyteller. It's going to happen in a year. You know?
Yeah,
you
know, and sometimes it's not even by your effort. Mm-hmm. Like, you can literally be traveling now and then at the airport, you run into Will Smith and you're just like, hi, Will. And then Will is like, hi. And then you're like, oh my God, I'm such a fan. Please, can you just like, can we take a picture together?
Then Will and then Will post, tag you.
And he posts it and like, you wake up the next day and you're like, 1 million followers. You know?
Exactly.
So I don't even think like, so I don't even think like, you know, the following necessarily, you know, validates, yes, you know, or says that, oh, you're doing something right. You know, sometimes it's just like luck. Mm-hmm. Opportunity, you know, we've seen it happen with TV shows as well, right? Sometimes where it's like numbers grow overnight.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's just what it is.
Absolutely.
So yeah, so I think you know, for everyone who's listening to this, unless you have something else to add to do, we can wrap it up.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, don't take it too seriously. You know, sometimes just go on Instagram to just watch comedy videos and just laugh.
Word.
You know? Just watch dog videos. Do you like me?
It doesn't have to always be deep.
Yeah, it doesn't have to always be deep. You know, sometimes just go and just watch funny things and just laugh, you know. Just make sure that follow the accounts that just go there, just say, no, I'm just going to watch comedy. Just watch and just laugh. And
I think that's important. I think that's an important point, you know, because especially for people who call themselves like content creators, thought leaders, all of that stuff, is there's this pressure to always create value. Mm. And it's just like, you don't always, it doesn't have, value is relative. So when you say create value, like, it doesn't always have to be in the form of deep content, deep thoughts, deep this. I mean, I did that whole experiment, you know, where I was like, oh, you know, I'm tired of deep stuff and I'm just going to be posting like questions.
Yeah.
And I mean, the response was amazing, you know, because it was necessary. It was very authentic to where I was at that point in time where I'm like, I'm tired. If I'm tired, then I'm trying to take the temperature of my audience and I'm kind of like, okay, if I'm tired, they're probably tired too, because a lot of people are tired, but no one's really saying it. So why not take off the pressure of feeling that you have to create something extremely of a certain type of value to these people, not realizing that you're actually creating comedic value, entertainment value, by just being yourself in that moment. So not putting that pressure of, oh, I need to create ebook, I must create a course, I must create that. And those things are great, you know, they're amazing, but also know when to just be like, man, I'm not creating anything, you know, right now. Like, it's just not a priority, so that you don't feel, you know, the stress of it as well. Yeah, so if you're listening to this, we hope that you enjoyed this conversation. You know, Tolu and I just have conversations about things that we're either thinking or things that people have asked us questions about, or things that we know that you're thinking and you're too shy to ask us. We'll be addressing it, you know, on these conversations as well. You know, and we hope that you've just kind of, you know, learned through our experiences that we've shared some of the ways to kind of navigate social media for your best use, because it is here to stay. It's not going anywhere. It's only going to get even worse over time. I don't know if I want to call it worse. I want to say improved over time, because it's really depending on the perspective you see it from.
Yeah.
It's going to improve over time, right? Look at the benefits of it as well and how you can harness those benefits, you know, whether it's through accountability, using it as an accountability tool, whether it's using it to learn, whether it's using it to entertain yourself, you know, whether it's using it to connect with people, build networks, whatever it is, look for the positives in it and manage your mental health around how you use it. All right, so we're going to catch you on the next episode. Tolu, I think that on the next episode, we should definitely talk about introspection, because today we've talked about social media and anxiety, and some of the things that you you know, you brought out was just that thing of looking into yourself. Like, you know, what is it that is triggering you? So let's talk about introspection. Is that cool?
Awesome. Yeah.
On the next one? Yeah. All right, we'll catch you on the next episode.
All right, bye.
Bye.